You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adam ki yehe be'or v'saro. And then he says, v'haya be'or v'saro l'nega sarat. So when one was afflicted because of the seven matters, Yimai Rachim, being seven matters could cause this affliction that is called sarat, that literally, that doesn't mean that, it's translated as a leprosy. It's not true. It's not a skin disease. But to understand, you know, that's what it's translated with. So now here, Rabbeinu Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, Zechuto Maren Aleinu. Harav asks, anywhere we have Vehaya, that means it's a good news, it's Simcha news. So here, the Pasuk says, Vehaya Ve'or Ve'saro. V'haya be'or v'saro. What do you mean? She said, v'yehi be'or v'saro. When somebody has sarat, so now the process that he goes out of the campus and he has to shout, impior, impior, tameh, tameh, everybody will run away from him. And then he goes out of the campus. How long does it take that he will become well? How long does it take that it become well?
The Quran closes after 7 days, you open it. If it's gone, then it's...
The question was, we'll repeat the question again. How long does it take that it become well? How long does it take that it will come back to the campus? How long does it take that this Mitzorah will go back home?
30 days.
Right away.
Never.
Almost. Almost. We don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't know. It's true?
Yeah.
We don't know. We have no idea. It could be a month, it could be 6 months, it could be a year, it could be his whole life. Because the process of this affliction, this sign, this warning to go away is only and only and only depends on
the person's patience.
That he would do teshuvah. So now, yeah, Shech HaGadosh asks, he says, Vehaya be'or v'saro. This is simcha? What do you mean? Vehaya? Is it bayehi? You know what the pain?
This is a warning that the Shamayim gives to the person to know that, okay, he's doing Lashon Hara or the other one. So he has to just clean himself by teshuvah. Accept that he's doing something wrong.
Good. But why is this v'haya? Fine, it's a warning. It's a simcha.
Yes, once he find out his teshuvah is accepted, it's simcha. That's why he said haya.
No, this beginning. You're referring to the end. This is beginning.
Yeah, this is the haya.
He wakes up in the morning, this is his spot on the wall, or on his clothing, on his hair, or on his body. That's what the process is. It should be, start dancing.
It is the haya, because if this warning wouldn't give to him, he wouldn't know that he's doing something
right.
Wrong, and go worse and worse.
Right, so now, here, so one thing that means, at this moment, we don't have the signs. So that means, what does it mean? There was one time that Hashem right away will inform us, warn us. Now, we don't have it. So that means?
We have to be more careful now.
So that means, actually the sign exists, but you don't see it. It's under the skin. It's there.
Yes.
It's there. But now, we don't see it. We're in a very not good status. So now here, Rabbi Noam says a very beautiful thing. He says that the pasuk says, "Adam ki hiye be'or v'saro." So now the term that we use, like for human being, we have ish, right? Ish. We have gever. We have Adam. So which is greater? Which one? You say Gever, Ish, or Adam? Which one?
Adam.
Because there's a discussion in the Gemara that Am Yisrael they're called Adam, and Mot HaOlam they're not called Adam. So now Rav Nasha says, V'haya, it's only the Simcha is that you in a state after Adam. What does that mean? So that means Adam has understanding. Adam thinks. As they say, Adam, act like you're Adam. Like Ben Adam. So now here, Rav Nasha says, you know when he's Haya? That yes, you get the warning, say, ay, ay, ay. What happened? What did I do? But if you like a Gever and Ish, say, okay, you know, I was ironing, I burned my finger. So what? You know, it happens. He said, no, this is Kaviya. It says in the parasha that if somebody burns his hand, it's like Lashon Hara. It's the same thing. He said, ay, ay, ay. Who did I talk about? Who did I tell about? That's what exactly Zahosha says. If you in a level of Adam that you searching and you think twice, why have to go through this? What happened? Why is it stuck? Why doesn't it go smoothly? Then it's higher. Well, now you say, okay, you know, that's what it is. You know, that's how it is. It is a mazal. Is it like this? Is it like that? So, you know, that's how it is. So then it's not a good news. The good news is only when that you look into things, that you believe that it's not just coincidental, it's not just happened. Then it's such a privilege, such an honor, that be warned by Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what exactly the task here is. That every hardship that we go through, we have to realize that it's a guideline that we have to look into, find it, see. If something went wrong, so I have to fix it. And then this is such joy, such a simcha. Because Ribono Shel Olam goes to lots of programming to guide us. It's not easy. And we have to be appreciated. And we have to be thankful, and we have to find our way right away. And is that a shame? Reach a destiny that is designated for us. And not Chas v'Shalom, you know, you get angry, you get upset, you lose your simcha. That's not the task. The task is only that we be guided to the right place. Is that a shame? Be cut off. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.